FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host, Cockers, and on this week's show, we'll be bringing you highlights and reaction from Saturday's league fixture at Atherton Colliery's. And for all the build-up now, let's hand over to Ben and Woodso, pitch side in Atherton.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Alder House, the home of Atherton Colliery's, and this afternoon, the home of This Club Is My Club pre-match with myself and Woodso ahead of the Atherton Colliery's FC United game this afternoon. As you can hear in the background, very blustery. We're here an hour and a half before kick-off. We'll be hearing from Neil Reynolds in a second or two. But before then, let's welcome him. It's Woodso. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, you know, delighted to be here.
There was a pitch inspection this morning.
If it goes on rain, there'll be another one.
Yeah, that's the danger, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it is. It looks green, it looks all right, but you can tell it's very heavy, and this is going to be very sapping today.
It is. Well, it'll be quite good to put on a pitch like we've got at home. For once, we can't come here and complain about the pitch, because it's the same as ours.
There's more grass than this.
There probably is, actually. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you've got the slope, you've got the pitch, you've got them fighting for their lives. It's set for a classic, isn't it? Not.
Well, we never do well here.
But two wins, as far as I can see.
How important is this game? Because it is looking a bit two games this week, Atherton today, Basford next week, 6 points, it's done.
If
it's not done, then it suddenly becomes a bit
I don't think there is an but because I can't see.
Because you're going back to, we need two teams to catch us.
Yeah, exactly. I can't see the points difference being pulled up between now and the end of the season. But you don't know in this league, you know. Just heard you talking then, and you know, these do start games well. The Beatles are going for the double today, aren't they? And Chaddy will love that, and fair play to him. I think we're all right, but yeah, like I said, three today and three next week. Probably even one today and three next week will be good enough. We should be all right, but like, as you'll hear in a minute, dear listener, you know, we've lost some players over the past couple of weeks, and that's not going
to
help.
Good segue. I was about to ask you about Daniel Lafferty. Obviously, I mean, he's been out of the team recently, not 100% fit, so we have kind of moved on anyway, but it is going to be a bit of a miss, and you can't really hold it against him. I mean, he's played with Michael Clegg before. It's Macclesfield. They're in the semi-finals of the FA Trophy, prospects of a Wembley final. He's coming towards the end of his career. He's got to take it, hasn't he?
Of course he has, absolutely. He'd be stupid not to. I thought he was cup tied. Obviously, he didn't play.
No, he didn't play for against Radcliffe.
So he didn't play again. Fair play to him. Yeah, I mean, I think he's done okay for us. I think he's at that stage of his career where, I mean, Coles would have had him back. You know, he would have done a job for them.
He would have done a job today.
Absolutely. And, you know, yes, he's done okay for us. Has he been brilliant? No, he's not. But you know what? He's done his job, which was just to generally stop. I mean,
I tell you what, before he picked up his knock, there was that ball he played where he scored a brace.
Well, there was two assists.
Yeah, the other week.
Which game was it? Well, you should know. He's on one of your pay per reviews. You should know it. Can't remember which one it was now.
No.
And he played that fantastic ball. It was. And you're absolutely bang on. And we paid him to be a no-nonsense defender. And that's what he was. You know, he was a role-zedder, in my opinion. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that's what we need, a role-zedder, because playing out from the back causes problems sometimes. So he'll be a miss. And then, you know, Max Woodcock's gone back last night to crew. Or Friday night, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, which you will be. And that's a miss. Because Jordan's still injured. Hopefully back in the next week or so, fingers crossed. So, you know, forward line, we're struggling there now. So, you know, we've struggled to stop goals going in the back. We've struggled to score them. We're certainly going to struggle without a focal point, but it is what it is, isn't it?
It is, and as you can hear, the wind is getting up here. So it's going to be a bit of a battle this afternoon.
All that rain over.
What are you hoping for before we hand over to Neil?
I'll take a point. Give me the point now, because it gets you that point, like you said, nearer to where we want to be. I think you'd hope for three. You want three. But it's just, like I said, we've had two wins here, both of them in the same season, which was a league game and an FA Cup game, a replay. Yeah. So it's not easy. We know it's not easy. They're fighting for every point they can get. So give them a chance. They probably will go down. Probably. But they're fighting for it. And a team that are fighting for it is more dangerous than a team who've chucked the cards in and accepted the fate. They're not going to do that. Chaddy won't let them do that. They've got a lot of old FCers, or quite a few FCers in the ranks.
Four, including Chadder.
Because obviously there's Josh Askew, there's Lewis Mansell, and another. I can't think off the top of my head. They're going to want to come over here and put one over on the old gaffer here, aren't they? So it's not going to be easy. Take a point. Be delighted with three.
Well, Woods, a big thank you for joining us pre-match. Let's hear now the pre-match thoughts of the SC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds, who I caught up with moments ago. Neil, today you're not allowed on the touchline, so but you're still obviously allowed to do team talks and select the team and that kind of thing. So what's your thoughts ahead of today's game?
I think I'll do the team talk and head down to the rope and anchor just round the corner, Ben. No, listen, I mean, I'm not allowed in the technical area today, but the stand's not that far away from the technical area, so we can be able to get messages through the phone, etc. But listen, last time I wasn't there, we won 3-0, so hopefully go and do it again. But listen, for me, it's a ludicrous reason that I'm kind of not in the technical area for the booking last week, but you've got to accept it. So we're here, you know, difficult conditions, but we're here and we want to play a game of football and we want to try and get a win.
You can see why there was a precautionary pitch inspection this morning. It's obviously been sunny up to this point and rainfall is expected. It's going to be a heavy pitch, this you can tell already, can't you?
Yeah, it's probably the worst I've ever seen it, and I know it's not brilliant, but they've had the work cut out here, and you've got to credit the staff that have been on the pitch to get the game on today. So, you know, listen, it's about mentality today. It's about energy, it's about passion. You know, sometimes the football may go out the window today, and what these have got, Ben, I watched them in midweek. Yeah. They've got two, you know, forwards who want to get all of the ball, want to run in behind. They've got, you know, lads at the back who will get it forward as quick as they can do. So if we don't match that, we talked about that on training on Thursday night, we're in for a difficult afternoon. But, you know, I think that if we take on board what we did this week in training and adapt to the conditions, then, you know, our football, hopefully, you know, will come through. But like I said, it's going to be a lot more than football today.
Yeah, and one thing that is noticeable about Africa Colts, they are where they are in the league table, but everyone says the same thing. They're a good side and they've taken the lead in so many games this season, but unable to hang on.
I watched them in midweek at Bamber Bridge and they went 1-0 up, and like you said, they couldn't hold the lead, but they did miss three or four chances that on another day you'd expect them to score. I think Mansell had 2 1-on-1s, and you know, you can't give people like the likes of Lewis Mansell 1-on-1s, because if we do with him today, I'm sure he won't be hitting the keeper, he'll probably put it in the back of the net. But listen, they've won 5 games all season and one of them's come against us, and I've no doubt that they'll want to put another one over us today. We're everyone's cup final, and Chaddy will want to put the double over us, but we've got to match that today. Respect what Everton are. You know, they're fighting for their lives, as a number of teams are, and we're not mathematically safe yet. So we've got to match them, and they've shown that they can beat, you know, some of the bigger sides and give the bigger sides a game, and they're coming to the fore, and that's what they're going to do today, Ben.
On that front, the league table, it's a big fortnight for us, isn't it? Because we can get it done in the next fortnight, but it's against two teams who, you know, are going to be very determined, and they will pose challenges, Atherton and Basford.
Of course they will, and they're not going to want to give up the place in the league either, and they're playing, you know, the biggest club in the league in us, and we're the cup final, and it doesn't help, Ben. You know, in the last 10 days, we've lost 4 players, you know, Trevon, Brian and Maxi and Laff and Griff, and then all of a sudden Max Woodcock gets recalled last night, you know, last minute, and he's on the bench for Crew's first team today. They're depleted with injuries, and you know, we've set up a system around Thursday night around Max playing 9 today, but it just happens. It's, you know, people won't want to hear, is it an excuse? It's, you know, you just get on with it. But for us, it cripples us massively, and you know, the likes of Bob Jammer and Dom Doyle coming to the squad today to kind of make up numbers, and you know, we're going to try and get a couple of bodies over the line in the next week, but it's not easy, but it's where we are at the minute, and hopefully, you know, the likes of Atherton and Basford we can put to bed and, you know, kind of get our security in the league, and then look for the start again next season.
Just on Dan Lafferty, obviously, you know, I don't think you could hold it against him necessarily with regards to leaving for playing for his old manager, plus that prospect of maybe Wembley for Macclesfield this season. So it's a tough one though, isn't it, really?
Listen, I told him to go, me and Laff are mates, you know, and I told him to go, and he asked me, Gaff, what do you think I should do? And I said, at 34, Laff, you don't know how many years you've got left or how many games you've got left, and the chance of playing at Wembley, the chance of promotion, the chance of playing in front of 3,500 fans each week, playing with your best mate in Cleggy, you've got to go for it. And he was gutted because he's been brilliant for us. But, you know, but with Laff, we've got Jan back, Curtis back, Joy Oliver back, so he wasn't guaranteed game time. I think he would have been a colossal here today, by the way. But we haven't got him, and all we can do is wish him all the best, like we wish Griff all the best. But, you know, we're still churning out good players that are getting good moves. And, you know, like Max Woodcock going on the bench in the first team today, results might not be right, but we're doing something right because, you know, these players are moving on to higher levels.
It might be a bit early to ask you for your team selection.
No, I know it. You know, it was, the team was done on Thursday night, so the only changes are nine. We'll change on nine, so it will be George returns in nets today. We'll go back four of Joe, CJ, Charlie Oliver and Guy Hall, and then we'll have Jan Plinka sitting in front, just screening the back four. He'll go in there with Ennis and Munro, and then we'll have a front three of Bennett, Dante Gabinon, and Lewis Gilboy will play the nine.
Okay. Well, Neil, big good luck today, sitting in the stands.
I was on the radio with James. Is that...
You can if you want. Neil, best of luck this afternoon, and we'll catch up at full time.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers.
Neil Reynolds there, speaking to me moments ago, and you join us in... Well, the main stand here at Atherton Coles. We're just behind the dugouts now, and Stato Paul is with us. Just to let you know how we're doing today's broadcast, James is doing it remotely in this stand, so we're pre-recording all the pre-match build-up. So we're still an hour and 20 before kick-off at time of recording. Stato Paul is with us, though. So hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Very blustery here this afternoon as well, so apologies for any wind. But what do you think for this afternoon's game?
Well, the form table doesn't lie. Both sides are in the bottom three of that. They've not won in their last six in the league. We've not won in our last four in the league. So it really is a game against two struggling sides.
And the thing we have to mention is as well about Atherton Coles is they are where they are in the league table. They are where they are in the form guide. But every manager says the same thing. They don't know why Atherton Coles are where they are, because they score plenty of goals, they take leads in matches, they just struggle to hang on at the moment.
Yeah, they've scored, I think, in all the last four games. They've won three matches since they beat us in October, and two of those were 4-3. So I think what they've found is they've scored in every game recently, but they've conceded more. So that's the foot in the door maybe for FC this afternoon.
Big news heading into this game is obviously the departure of Daniel Lafferty. Neil's just mentioned this, you won't be aware of this, but Max Woodcock has been recalled to Crewe. They're short of players, so he's actually in the first team squad, so congratulations to Max on that front. But two more departures, it's just piling up, isn't it, for Neil?
It does leave us short of bodies. I don't know if Gabidon is playing. He's going to be a key player this afternoon. Losing Lafferty as well, the linchpin at the back for the last few months, very disappointing to lose him. But you fully understand, he's not cup tied in the trophy, I understand. So that's why he might have a trip to Wembley as well as a promotion push. So you can't blame players improving the lot.
No, absolutely not. Obviously, there was a pitch inspection before this afternoon's game. That took place about 10 a.m. this morning, a precautionary one. I think it was very sunny this morning, but it's not going to be sunny this afternoon. This pitch is going to be heavy.
This is... Every time we come to Elder Street, this seems to be the weather, I think. I mean, I do remember coming here and standing on a table on the opposite side of the pitch one game, and yes, it absolutely poured down on us, and we gave up at half-time on that particular pitch. The view from the bar is not brilliant, so we ditched that idea. So
we're here.
We're here in the main stand for a change this year, and hopefully at least the view is good. Let's hope that the coverage is good as well.
What's your view on where FC United find themselves at the minute? Because we've got a 9-point cushion. It does require two teams to catch us for FC United to get relegated at this stage. Atherton Coles are 5 points inside the relegation places. We could get it done this week with wins over Atherton Coles and Basford, but if we don't get these wins, then suddenly that idea starts to gain a bit of traction that maybe we might fall into a bit of trouble.
Yeah, we're well overdue a win against Atherton. We've lost three of the last four, I think. We've not done well against them recently. Today is the day to change that. We can give ourselves that comfort gap in the next couple of weeks. The worry is that if we keep losing, there'll be a spiral of disappointments, and we'll end up in that fight. But yeah, it is in our hands. It's very much in our hands. And knowing FC, we'll probably lose today and next week and go and win at Whitby. You just don't know, do you?
You just don't know. But we obviously will be, me and Paul will be there at Whitby on the 26th, as well as Basford United back at Broadhurst Park on Saturday. But this afternoon, it's FC United here at Alderhouse against Atherton Colls. LiveTeamStats.com are available from this afternoon's game, including the starting 11s for both sides. But this is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and you lovely people at the Armchair Army. And let's hand over to your expert commentary team of Stato Paul and James Quinn.
And Thompson with a good ball. And there's a chance here for Mansell. Real chance. Hits the keeper's head. It's spinning. Just wide. Lewis Mansell there with a good effort. George Murray-Jones came out well, committed himself, and just hit the side of his head and then was almost threatening to spin back into the goal, but corner ball, right-hand side for Atherton. Gabbard on just outside the box. Dante Gabbard on, twisting and turning. Shoots it in. Oh, that was a better one. Bounce just in front of the keeper there. That was a shot on target. Can Atherton break the deadlock here? Thompson's floats it in there under the crossbar. It's a decent one! And the Uzuyama continuing his scoring run. It's 1-0. Atherton Colliery's easy as you like. And the way you don't want to concede, and that will not please Neil Reynolds. Atherton have taken the lead. It's simple, very good delivery, and Uzuyama doing the business for Atherton.
Yeah, it was Thompson who played the corner. Now, I think he's been their best player down the left-hand side, Thompson. But when you lose a player in the box on the corner, there's an inevitability when you give somebody a free header from close range.
Gabidon trying to find his way through. Gabidon, beautiful work. Gabidon. And it's shot. It's a one here. And it's offside. Well, it was Ferguson who put the ball in the net for FC. Well, that was lovely work from Gabidon there. Now it's with Donoghue on the halfway line. He chips the first time. Gabidon, but the ball goes through to the keeper. Now it's Deck McLaughlin. First time shot! Just wide. It was the right decision by McLaughlin because I've said that the keeper didn't have much to do, but he'd come off his line to try and mop things up. And Declan McLaughlin shot just off target there. Closest FC have come.
That's the kind of speculative opportunism we've been lacking in this game.
Jack Evans with the throw, met by an FC head. Bennett chips on first time. Gabidon now. Gabidon into the box. Shoots. It is scored. And FC United find the equaliser. And what about that? It really does only take a second to score a goal. And that was a fine through ball. Great work from Gabidon, kept his composure, placed it well. Well, that's the opposite of the commentator's curse there.
Well, we've waited 18 minutes to get Gabidon in on goal, and he does deliver.
So, 1-1. FC now down the right flank. Donoghue. Now, Henry's Gabidon into the box. He's got Bennett. Bennett! Oh, Bennett! Bennett with a goal at his mercy. He did get a bit of a bobble, I think. Paul, could he have taken a touch?
Yeah, I think he could have tried to steer it in rather than shoot it in. And I think on this pitch, that's always going to happen if you try and snatch at the shot.
Well, that was FC's chance for 3 points there. Nodded forward. McLaughlin for FC. Now Bennett! Bennett onto it! Chance! Bennett! They scored! Would you believe it? Would you believe it? FC United snatching it at the death! After a chance had been squandered, and Aaron Bennett, talk about redemption! He missed a chance a few moments ago, but this time the ball came forward from McLaughlin and great composure. And with that, Aaron Bennett might just have snatched another Player of the Match award. Well, it's...
yes!
Well, all credit to the fans of FC. And off we go now. Is there time for Collieries to stage a last gasp equaliser? Jordan Scanlon, it's played back. Rydell on the halfway line. Mo Alley chips it forward. And it's Guy Hall to clear his lines. Still we play on. It's a throw in to Atherton Collieries. Still FC with defending to do. Out on the right flank now. Jordan Scanlon's cross at the far post. It's a chance at the feet of Mansell. FC trying to get rid of this, but they just aren't dealing with it. Finally, it's hoofed out of play. And there is the final whistle. It's Atherton Collieries 1, FC United 2. And all credit to FC United. It was a fairly ordinary display for over 70 minutes. But the chances came. Dante Gabbidon got through one-on-one, kept his composure, placed the ball, and right in the 94th minute, when it looked as though Atherton might have had a final chance, the ball is played forward, and Bennett keeps his composure, slides it past Donoghue, and FC United come out 2-1 winners. Final words from you, Paul.
It took the visitors 80 minutes to find an accurate long through ball, and they repeated the act to win the game, but it took such a long time for them to work out how to break down this Atherton team. And I have to feel sorry for Atherton. They worked very hard this afternoon. They thought they had a critical win in the bag, but they've been denied at the death.
And credit to FC in all areas, in the sense the defence did help hold firm. Credit to the back four. We were critical, I think rightly, of some of the passing really during the game. Some of the options didn't work. There were some poor misplaced passing, but in the end FC just kept their heads, really hung on in there, produced two fine finishes, and they run out 2-1 winners. Well, stay with us, because we will reflect in a few moments on this game, and we'll hear from Neil Reynolds. But for the moment, the final score here is Atherton Collieries 1, FC United and Manchester 2.
Well, thank you to James and to Statoil Paul for that commentary, and a 2-1 victory for FC United here at Alderhouse against Atherton Colls. Two very late goals to take all 3 points. We said at the start of this game that Atherton Colls had a habit of taking the lead and then losing that lead, and FC United have been beneficiaries of that this afternoon here. 2-1 win, goals from Gabbidon and from Bennett, cancelling out that goal in the first half for Atherton Colls. We will be hearing from Neil Reynolds shortly. We're just waiting for FC United and the Atherton Colls team to leave the field here, and then we'll get Neil Reynolds' thoughts. We'll also try and catch up with James Quinn as well. Good commentary this afternoon from James and from Paul. We are doing this on battery power and on our mobile phones. While we're waiting, let me give you the full-time scores from elsewhere in the division. It's a handy 3 points this for FC United, because Basford United also won this afternoon, and they too came from a goal down, but in their game it was against Matlock Town. Basford United picking up a valuable 3 points sees them up to 27 points, remaining 9 points behind FC United. For Bradford Park Avenue, they were 1-0 up in their game against Whitby Town, but Whitby did get an equaliser. That's finished 1-1, so the gap now between FC United and Bradford Park Avenue and the relegation places is now 11 points. So we've had a 2-point improvement with regards to that relegation spot, so that's good news. And for Stafford Rangers, they've been beaten 3-0 by Radcliffe, and Atherton Colls, obviously, they've suffered a defeat. So FC United now 11 points from the relegation places as the spectators here make their way out. As James is joining us. James, did you see a result, a finish like that in this game? Because I'll be honest with you, I text Paul and said, why are we not shooting? It just didn't look like it was coming, but no, he had little faith.
Well, no, we didn't see it. And but full credit, as I was saying a few moments ago, sometimes all you can do is hang in. It was difficult conditions, but I thought some of the passing in the second half was going very awry, even despite the conditions. But in the end, Gabbidon delivered. It was a great through ball. And he kept his composure and put it in. And the same with Bennett at the end, particularly as Bennett had just missed one. And I think the thing with Bet, I think he could have taken a touch. I think that was the one that he missed. Yeah. But the point is, they got through, and I think Bennett gets yet another man of the match because he was busy enough. There wasn't, you know, there wasn't an immense amount of quality from the team today. I think I wouldn't be overly critical to say that, but he was fine. He was more of a threat down the left hand side, and the fact that he had the assist and then he scored the winner, and right at the death, fantastic. And it's great for the club, you know. It's great, and you cannot speak highly enough of the FC fans today,
yeah.
Singing from start to finish, and never at any time when it was pretty, you know, unappetizing fare from the team, they were singing right through, and they deserve what they got with that late winner. And it's proper old school FC, and great, absolutely fantastic to get shelved the bogey of this ground. I was fearful, you know, because I think it was the last game we played or a game before, certainly a recent game where we equalised late on, and then we were in fact doing commentary from in the doorway. That might have been 2 years ago, and then they nicked the winner, and it's been such an unhappy hunting ground for FC. And I think, you know, there was, in other parts of the game, I think the defence
stood up.
Yeah, yeah, they stood up, you know, because it was, you know, balls are coming in and players are slipping and all sorts. So, and
do you want to do this interview? Here comes Neil now, so over to James. Do you want to do it?
Well, he was coming over, but now he's being surrounded by the fans. So obviously, it was a lucky charm that Neil, but
it'll be big 3 points as well, because Basford won, Bradford Park Avenue drew, so the gap now between ourselves and the relegation places has increased to 11 points nine. So that's a bit more comfortable. And obviously we play Basford next week.
Yeah, well that will sort of seal the deal, you would think. But no, I think some interesting performances. It's good to see Guy Hall as resourceful as ever down the left flank. But here's Neil. Neil, you'll have to spend more time being banned. But what are your highlights? We'll go through the game generally. But what's your overriding positive from that game, apart from the obvious?
Just an absolutely depleted squad. 4 players going out in the last 10 days. Max Woodcock being recalled last night. People don't see it. You know, having to bring Bob Jammer back in today, DJ back in, Donner's 50% fit. It's hard work. Some people don't see it. There was a bit of second half, whether or not it really got us up, got our backs up when the fans cheered for a shot in the second half. And, you know, I don't know, little things like that. Maybe it does spur us on a little bit. I know it's in jest. I thought the fans were incredible today. And you ask me what it means. I mean, they didn't stop from minute one to minute 90. And I've walked around the whole stadium there and everyone's saying, well done. And like the chairman just said to me, this is what it means to this football club. Just give everything you can do. And we have done, James. And today we've got a little bit of luck and we've won the game.
And looking through the team, defence, apart from obviously set piece, which you can tell us your thoughts on that to concede from set piece, but generally the in difficult conditions the defence stood up.
I thought they were magnificent. James, I don't want to sound like a broken record. I've got Curtis Jones back, I've got Jan Palinkas back, I've not had him all season. No, they're getting up to game fitness. I've got Joe Ferguson who's come in, who's just learning drops. I've got Big George back in today. You know, we've had massive players missing football team. Look at Dante Gabidon's goal. We've had him missing for two and a half months. It's near on impossible with the limitations we're up against to keep churning out good football players in the manner where we are at the minute. But you know, when we get good players back, it's that character, it's that sense of urgency. Charlie Ennis was amazing today, immaculate. I thought I just thought the base was really good, and the changes, I thought the changes made, you know, a world of difference. And I might have been in the stands, but I was certainly making every change and kicking every ball. And you know, sometimes you get to see it from a different viewpoint up there, but just delighted, James, delighted.
And how much of a difference did it make when Gabidon was switched to the centre field? You know, Gilboy ran willingly and fought for the ball, but Gabidon more of a threat, perhaps.
Yeah, and it really is hard, and people are going to question why you don't change your system. We have two nights a week maximum to work on something, and we worked on something on Thursday night with Woodcock, and then he gets recalled yesterday, so you change things straight away. So Dante comes from the central position, he goes into the wide area. You know my saying in the dressing room, the things that people don't see, and that's what happens to you, and it's hard. But you know what, I've just said it all along, like emotionally, you know, I was sat next to an FC fan today. I've never met him before. You know, an elder gentleman, and you know, just saying talking to me about FC United and kind of the highs and lows and kind of where we are as a football club. And I was just like, I'm so proud to be the manager and listening to his stories. And when we scored, I don't know, jumped on Adrian, but I came back and he went, oh, that's, you know, I'm delighted for him. Just give Leeds a hug. I've never seen him in my life. But it's what the football club's about, isn't it, James? And I'm not getting carried about one win, but it's been flipping our work and we've got a win and hopefully we can start looking upwards now.
And the future of the two goals, composure really in the end on a difficult surface for both goals.
I mean, don't underestimate how hard both finishes were. I mean, Gabidon was a great finish, but the mental strength of Bennett to miss a sitter, you know, to miss a sitter and then to do what he did, you know, to go and win the game, that's credit to the lad. And, you know, I'm just delighted for the players in the football club, because that's for everything for them. And we show that we might be in the face of adversity, really depleted with the squad, we've had bad luck, but that win just makes it all so special. And like I said, what the chair said to me just before, you know, this is what this football club's about. They'll sing to the end, they'll cheer to the end, they'll sweat blood and tears, and everyone's right behind each other. There's no better feeling when we go and win the game.
And George Murray-Jones, his education from him, playing at Atherton Colliery, he's coming from Wayne. But, you know, they cut a couple of snapshots where he had to react and he had to concentrate and seemed to do what he had to do.
He's incredible, isn't he? He's a goalkeeper. And we've joked with George when we got here as well. It's not Man City, it's Atherton. I said, what do you think about it? I love it. And the feedback we've got from Man City, you know, only this week I speak to Phil, you know, a lot. And he's absolutely loving it here. And like you said, the 23s is exceptional, but it's not... that it's not what he's just witnessed and he hasn't seen before yet was how much that means to people to win a game of football, and that's what it is, and that's, you can't underestimate that. It means something, it means more to us, you know. And I don't want to rile people up, James. And, you know, I've had a few things in my head the last few weeks and people just don't like us for whatever reason. Well, do you know what? Siege mentality. We'll stick together. We'll go through walls together. And that's what it means. It means absolutely everything to get 3 points for this football club. And hopefully we can kick on from here.
11-point clear of the drop. Now, I know you don't discuss these things, but home game with Basford would probably pretty much seal the deal. What sort of game are you expecting at home to Basford?
Confidence. The confidence that we'll take from this game will rise another couple of inches. We'll hopefully have Buckley back. We've got Donoghue, you know, through 40 minutes of the game there. It was great. And you can't underestimate what that does. And when you had it knocked out of you against Rylands or Workington, whatever it will be, the confidence we'll get from this game, that doesn't guarantee a win, but it will give us a real bounce going into this week, and we'll never underestimate anybody. Get back to Broadhurst Park, get the fans through the gate, make the noise, you know, because the noise helps us. It's a 12th person, and that's what we want. And we just want to get, we can't wait to get back now. That win doesn't make the season, but it makes a big difference.
Finally, yesterday afternoon at FC's excellent weekly community event, FC Sporting Memories, Brian Richardson gave a talk, which was very entertaining and very informative. But one thing he said was that FC fans were the best crowd he's ever played in front of because they cheer when you lose. Well, how good was it that? How much did those fans deserve, who sang from start to finish, deserve that ending? How much did they? What part did they play?
It's not a point here to be critical about one or two voices that you might hear when, you know, discontent. 99.9% of the people at this football club are fantastic people. And have supported the club, supported me, supported them lads in there. You've seen them today. You see what it means to them. They're all hugging. And I'm at a point of standing here and shaking all the hands. And if anybody wasn't happy, they could have said something. But they didn't. We were all jovial because we're together. You know, and this football club has got to be together at all points. You know, sometimes, yeah, you might not be happy, but we stick together and this is what happens. You know, and you might think this is over the top, it's 3 points. Well, it's more than 3 points to me. It's more than 3 points. And a win's more than a win. It's incredible. It's for the fans, for everyone, for the football club, support shown for me. Now we've got to kick on. Now we've got to finish the season strong. We know what we've got to do in the summer. We've got a long way to go yet, James, this season, and we're going to need them fans.
I'll tell you, it really was not over the top. No. That was a big win.
Big win. It really was.
Fantastic. Congratulations to you and the team for hanging on in there.
Thanks for everyone coming. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next Saturday at Broadhurst Park. Cheers.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there speaking to James following that brilliant 2-1 win at Atherton Colliery's on Saturday. As discussed, next up for the Reds will be that home match with Basford United this weekend. Admission will be pay on the gate, £13 for adults, £9 concessions, £3 under 18s, while under 5s are free with a paying adult. Kick-off at Broadhurst Park will be at 3 p.m. and we will of course have full live commentary via the FC Radio website as well from 2:30 p.m. And speaking of commentaries, FC United will also be back at Broadhurst Park this Thursday as FC United's women's team welcome Chorley to Broadhurst Park. Kick-off in this crucial game on Thursday will be at 7:45pm in the main stadium, with our commentary starting shortly before kick-off for those of you unable to attend in person. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.